We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. This is the Bart Winkler Show. Happy Thursday. Sweet 16 gets underway. Everybody's brackets a mess. See, I'm doing the same thing I do every year. I have an Alabama-Houston final, which I should be pretty pumped about, right? But like every other pick I had along the way is wrong. So I'm like thinking I do well, and then I'm in some of these bracket pools that are so big that I don't know how some people do it. I don't know how they do it. It's always like, do you take upsets? Do you not take upsets? You have to like take one and hit on the right one. It's hard. And I've been planning my income for the 2023 calendar year. And sometimes when you're just kind of doing a pod and hoping for some CBS shifts, you got to hit a fantasy win or two along the way. And so I did budget for a fantasy football victory in a league, which I did win. But I also thought, I'll do okay in some of these March Madness things. And I didn't. So I'll be eating ramen. My wife and kid will be fine. They can eat the filet mignons from Omaha Steaks. They can eat the pork tenderloins. They can eat the apple tartlets. $30 off at checkout, by the way. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code BART. But I'll be eating soup in a shoe. Before we get into the Bucks post game, beat the Spurs last night, I do want to mention the 15 minutes on Wednesday that Packer Nation thought they were getting Elijah Moore, wide receiver with the Jets on his rookie contract. And what had happened was the Jets signed Mecole Hardman. And, you know, Mecole Hardman is a very impactful player with the Chiefs. He's kind of known as like the jet sweep guy. He's like a we have Tyreek Hill at home kind of guy where, you know, you could throw him a ball and he'll do a couple jukes and then be behind the line of scrimmage. You gain 8 yards, you know, so he can create his own yardage. He's very good. So if Mecole Hardman goes to the Jets and you've got Alan Lazard there and you've got, you know, Garrett Wilson there, and then you're going to get Randall Cobb, Odell Beckham. I mean, who's Rodgers going to end up throwing to? Assuming he goes there. But we had thought, okay, the Jets signing Mecole Hardman is going to mean Elijah Moore is in a Packers-Jets deal. And then like 10 minutes after we found out the Hardman news, we found out that the Jets were now trading Elijah Moore to the Browns. So Elijah Moore and pick 74, their third-round pick, go to Cleveland. And in return, the Jets get pick 42. So now I believe the Jets have 42 and 43. And that could be the package that the Jets use to get Aaron Rodgers. There's been a lot of talk about leverage. I think it's a word that we're going to be tired of. Kind of like how Brewers fans hate hearing the word trapezius. But there's going to be a lot of talk about leverage. And I'm at the point where the whole NFL is mad at the Packers. They want this trade to go through. It's not just NFL media that happens to be Jets fans. It's not just Jets fans putting out trade hypotheses out there that Packers Twitter eats up and attacks. It's not just like people in the media like Florio, you know, big Vikings fan trying to get this going. The NFL probably wants it to happen so they can like for sure lock in a schedule at some point. I'm not going to predict the Packers to win a Super Bowl this year. And if they do, I don't know that's going to be because of their 2023 picks. And I know, like, okay, we have Jordan Love on a rookie contract, but then you're going to have all these guys on a rookie contract. I just, to me, do you guys know that I say to me sometimes? And I also say again a lot. I've noticed I say to me and again. I'm really trying to catch my quirks before other people notice them. They call that the Aaron Rodgers. Oh, I shouldn't say that. But again, to me, I think there'd be nothing that would satisfy me more than to have the whole league pissed that the Packers aren't making this deal until they absolutely need to. The roster bonus stuff, none of that kicks into like September. I don't know how Rodgers let that one slip through. I thought he was so calculated. But there's nothing in his contract that's going to trigger. There's no rush for the Packers until week one. They don't have to do it. The only have to is, well, do you want picks in 2023 or not? That's the only have to. But that's not a have to. You know, I don't, I can't believe how everybody is so short-sighted that like NFL people think this trade needs to get done. We've talked about this, so I don't need to go into more details again. But what I'm telling you, I guess what's new information is that I, more than anything, want the Packers to just stretch this out. I want the Packers to piss everyone off. I want everyone to be mad at the Packers. I want the schedule to be delayed. It's just like, screw you. Everybody thinks they knows what's going on in this house. Everybody thinks they know what it's like to be a Packer fan. Everybody thinks that they know what's best for us. What's best for us is we've got a guy that one team wants and they don't have an alternative. So until you give us an offer that blows us away, give us a better one. I mean, this is a Jets franchise who has tried Tim Tebow. Their best quarterback in the last 20 years is probably most well-known for the butt fumble and also being a horrific NFL broadcaster in Mark Sanchez. They are bad. They need a quarterback. And they flew out there, and now they're signing his buddies. And I don't know. It did seem a little bit like the Jets were like, okay, here's our move now. Let's go, Packers. Goody, take your sweet, precious time, is what I say. I'm all on board. Take your time, train. Because I think we'll get a better deal in the long run. I think the Packers will end up getting a better deal in the summer than they would right now. The negotiation with yourself then is, well, you're costing yourself this year's picks. So if you're okay with that, I am. I want the best overall deal. And I think you're going to get that later because I think the Jets will be more desperate. If you're desperate for a good deal, guys, you come to the place. Happy Place Hemp, as a matter of fact. 25% off every single order. HappyPlaceHemp.com. We're talking CBD gummies with the THC in them. The CBD, CBN ones that I like to take before bed. Yeah, those THC ones get you feeling pretty good. And then don't be like Barty's first puff. You know, where you take it and you're like, Did it start yet? It didn't start yet. And then everything starts to kick in and you're like, guys, guess what? Yeah, we know. The whole world knows. So figure out when it's going to kick in. You can kind of play around with it. That's kind of what's fun. You know, see what the best time of night is, when you want to take them. So many different gummies to choose from. The tinctures, the CBD oils, anything CBD, they can help you out. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART, 25% off. Every single order, they ship it to you discreet and at no cost. HappyPlaceHemp.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Bucks beat up on the Spurs pretty handily. The final in this one, 130-94. Hello again, I'm Bart Winkler. 130-94. Spread on this one was 18. And the Bucks won by 36. They doubled up the spread. The spread was 18, and they doubled up the spread. If you're some, this is what I need for Twitter. You know, all the bells and whistles that Elon's got now. This is what I need. I guess I will pay the $8 for your verification or Twitter Blue if one of the features is I need to know when people bitch about a sporting event, I need to know if they're under the age of 24 or not. And or if they have money on the game. That's what I need to know. When I am reading people's comments on Twitter, online, but specifically Twitter, I was putting the kid to bed tonight and checked the phone every now and then, and people were really upset about what was happening with this Bucks game. And I understand that the game was close for a good, you know, 22 minutes. But how are we on one pendulum where we're sitting here talking about we're the best team in the league. No one can beat us. Who's going to beat us in a 7-game series 4 times? And then the very next game we play where we're beating the Spurs by like 3 in the late second quarter, we're panicking and freaking out. Maybe you think, oh, the Bucks, you know, they were lackadaisical. They were apathetic. They didn't try. They didn't care. But they're a good team, so you know they can turn it on like this. And that's exactly what they did. And they turned it on, and they dominated the Spurs. Now, the Spurs lineup tonight, not the best lineup. I joked online that it was essentially a WB lineup, the WB, that network from 96 to 05. Spurs Heat. No, that's a real team. Let me think of the name of the show. The Spur. It'd just be called, like, or the Alamo. Do-do-do-do, starring Zach Collins, starring Blake Wesley, Malachi Branham, and introducing Sandro Mamukashvili as Big Pete, or something like that. So, yeah, the Bucks should have easily handled the Spurs tonight, and they did. Your comments, we'll take them on YouTube. Daniel has just thrown $4.99 our way. That'll go to the Tim Shea Fund because he likes my Brewers hat. This is a Brewers hat, if you're on YouTube, that I bought in spring training. I poured over it. I'm pretty fond of it. Little neon colors. And it also, the reason I like this hat is because then people will come up to me and say, did you go to spring training? And I'll be like, how do you know? Your hat. As a matter of fact, I did. So it's like a way to brag without really bragging. And is it even a brag? So I went to spring training. Who cares? Is this the Brook Lopez custom-made hat? It is not. But that got people in line early. Our man on the street reporter, Tim Shea, was down there early. And he saw that people were in line. He said there were like 4 people in line at 3:30. How about that? Just for that hat. The TV broadcast showed you a lot of people wearing the hat. Maybe you caught the guy who came to the game in a hat, then got the new hat, and then wore 2 hats. So that was a nice look for him. Looked better on some than it is others, but it is a very impressive hat. I think those are the kind of giveaways I like, rather than pretending that the real floor is broken and playing on a blue floor all season. They need to figure that out. Chad says it was a meaningless game in late March against a shit team. Probably going to be okay, Bucks fans. Bucks in six. Okay. I always say I don't want to tell people how to fan, but I absolutely do. I absolutely do. The whole Bucks run, championship run, when I put out the chairs and all that stuff, that was me telling you how to fan. I specifically remember myself saying, I am better at watching the NBA playoffs than you. And my knowledge was, I was live and die with the Warriors for a bunch of years. I don't know if you guys know this, my brother works there. And so I was live and die with them, and I got to realize the ebbs and flows of these seven-game series. And even when you're down 2-0, it is not the end of the world. It might seem like it, but it's totally not. So I was telling you how to fan, but I was telling you how to fan in a good way. I was saying, guys, it's not over yet. Let's you rah-rah. So sometimes when I tell you how to fan, it's in like a positive way. Sometimes I tell you how to fan and be a fan, and it's in a negative way. But I mean, I got to be honest. I mean, like Chad's right here. If the Bucks would have lost tonight, what changes? Anything? In fact, I almost would have preferred. I saw this tweet from Shafty Bro, and he was in jest, but Pop is a nice guy showing Bud a playoff solve he found attacking the post-ups like this. Pop, his team's going nowhere. Pop and Bud are buddies. Bud should just walk over to Pop and say, hey, these are the things that we're going to do. These are the things I'm worried about seeing against the Celtics or the Sixers. Can you focus your guys on trying to exploit our post-ups? Could you do that? I mean, we're better than you, so we will beat you, but could you help us along the way? Like, I'm one of your disciples. This makes you look better the more that we do. I don't see anything wrong with that. Give us something to work on. You're Greg Popovich. You're 75 years old. You're coaching through a rebuild. Why? Nobody knows. Greg Popovich could have retired each of the last 8 years, and everyone would have been like, all right. But he keeps coaching. It's like, Greg, you don't need to be doing this. Now, if he wants to coach Web and Giannis so bad, probably said that wrong. So I call him Victor. I've heard it both ways. But if he wants to coach him so bad, then maybe, I guess you write it out. But he didn't know that a few years ago. Spurs have been bad for multiple years now. But maybe this is where he's doing the most coaching. Maybe that's what he loves. Maybe he's really coaching some of these young guys. And now he gets to coach Sandrew Mamukelashvili. Close on that one, too. But Mamu, 27 minutes off the bench. He's been starting a bunch. Zach Collins was back. But Mamu tonight, 12 points. A lot of that coming late. 7 boards, couple blocks, couple of assists. With Mamu, this is the thing with being the Bucks. They're so good. They're so deep. They go so, so deep that you don't have, like, room on your roster for some of these young guys to, like, develop, right? You can't keep them because you're not going to use them. So you're better suited having a break glass in case you need a Goran Dragic, or we should get a Jae Crowder. Or how about the Joe Ingles move? That looks better with every game that he's out there. Unless he goes on Mirotić on us, which I don't expect. 4-6 tonight from 3-14 points. Bucks real quick, 31 from Giannis, only played 24 minutes. That's all I need to play 31-14. Middleton was playing a hefty amount, even towards the end there, the most minutes, 29, 19 points. Who else was in double digits? Brooke had 11. Portis had 19, including a couple big threes and a couple nice possessions. And then, as I mentioned, Joe Ingles. So, yeah, with this game, me telling you how to fan, if it's a Wednesday in March against the Spurs, who suck, and they're – people weren't even mad. This is why I think people had money on the game. People weren't even mad that they were just mad we weren't up enough points. It's okay. It's okay. You guys could chime in again on YouTube, StreamYard, the Carl's Place voicemail line. I've got some voicemails. I'll most likely get into those on tomorrow's show. 402-915-BART. 402-915-BART. Some on the Brewers. If anybody wants to talk about them, some on the Packers. I know that the Jets made that big trade today, and the Packers will not be getting Elijah Moore, but whatever. I still think the Packers are pretty much in control of this thing. And if you didn't hear me earlier, I am someone who wants the Packers to drag this out as long as humanly possible. I want that because everybody else is getting so mad about it that the Packers are like holding things up. So I want it to drag out. Let's see. Oh, and the other thing is we got to stop 51st dating this thing. You know, the movie with Drew Barrymore, Adam Sandler, she wakes up every day, doesn't remember why she's in love with him and falls in love with him every day. We got to remember when we wake up, we have the best player in the world. We have the best team in the league. Okay. When they're not up that big against the Spurs, I mean, the Bucks are so good. We're looking for things to complain about. The Bucks are so good. Twitter fans melting down. And I'm not using that phrase lightly. A bunch of people were freaking out. The Bucks were only up a handful of points. And then they went on a big run. And then they had a monster third. And they sealed this game out like it was always going to be, 130-94. So the only thing I would have sweat at all is if I had the Bucks minus 18 and it didn't look like they were going to get that in the first half. But even still, I mean, do we not – like, look at the roster. Spurs had nobody tonight, with all due. And the Bucks are super deep. They're playing this game without who's out still? Jay Crowder. No Goran yet. Thanasis still not playing but is back. You got 6 minutes of Marjan time. Lindell Wigginton scored. This team is super, super deep. Like, what's the worst lineup they could have put out there tonight? The worst lineup they could have put out there tonight is Wigginton, Beauchamp, Pat, Wes, and Connaughton, or Pat, Wes, and Javon? That's your garbage time lineup? A lot of those guys are going to play heavy minutes in the playoffs. So, again, just to reiterate, let's not worry. Let's not worry after the Bucks won by 36. Jonathan on YouTube says, I love the Bucks, and my whole life, older people told me, fuck the Bucks. Yeah, well, now fuck you. I like that. Jacob says, Giannis is the best player in the world without even really trying. He really is incredible. The MVP discussion that I've been ranting and raving about, guys, looks like it's tilting the weight to Joel Embiid, which I'm fine with, even though it should be Giannis. It should be Giannis. Bucks fans are not going to win that battle. It's just not happening. The NBA media wanted to give it to Jokic. And I think we've done our job bullying them out of making him the first three-time consecutive MVP winner since Larry Bird. Okay? We've done our job. We did what we needed to do. And so now the media is like, okay, well, how about Embiid? And that's exactly what they've always done. He's deserving. He is an MVP. He didn't play much tonight. He didn't come in the second half tonight. Sixers played the Bulls, and people started to worry. Where's Embiid? Where's Embiid? And then the Sixers PR finally came out and said, oh, he's resting because the game's out of hand. Sixers dominated the Bulls tonight. So, again, I talk about this game not mattering between the Bucks and Spurs. I understand that, okay, we still want the one seed. I think this is up to date. Bucks 2.5 up on Boston, 3.5 up on the Sixers, and you don't want to lose and then get into a trap, and you don't want to lose these games because you got a West Coast trip coming up. I understand that. I just would think that we as Bucks fans have seen this team play enough and are at the point where we know that panicking in the late second quarter is just a waste of energy and a waste of time. If it's the fourth quarter and the Bucks are only up 2 against this Spurs team, okay, then start going to Twitter and you know, find misery loves company. But at this point, we got to remember they're a lot better of a team than I guess we think they are. They've got 10 games left. 10 games left, including a back-to-back coming up this weekend at Utah, at Denver. That Denver game's on NBA TV Saturday night if you're out of market. Monday at Detroit, and Wednesday at Indiana. Thursday, they then have the Celtics on TNT, and then the Sixers. So that weekend should be fun. Washington, Chicago, Memphis, Toronto, there are just 4 home games left on the schedule. But the Bucks now a 4-game road trip. The game's coming up Friday at Utah and then Saturday – at Denver. More from you guys, and feel free to chime in. I mean, I'm happy to talk here to the wall, literally. Cowboy Curtis says, should have gotten the cream and navy blue with hummingbirds and Palms hat with the spring training patch on the side. I'm trying to think of that one. I did want a barrel man hat, but I went with the 90s neon type look Brewers hat at spring training. I probably, no lie, when I went down to Phoenix, we were there for about six innings. We didn't stay the whole game. Took my kid. I mean, I didn't need to know who won, really. I would say we sat in our seat for one inning. I got a drink for another inning. We toured the outfield for two innings. Took my kid to the bathroom for one inning and looked for a hat for another inning. So paid those premium rates to walk around the outfield. Webin Yamas, little slip of the tongue. Hot take, Mamu is going to be Christian Wood 2.0. That's from Garrett. I was thinking about this tonight. Christian Wood, when he went to Houston, was dominating, and it was embarrassing. And then he's with Dallas now, right, and doesn't start as much. Maybe doesn't play as many minutes as I thought. I think Mamu's got a nice, like, 9-10-year career in the NBA. And he might get one, like, decent-sized contract. And that's great. It's just that right now he's so young, the Bucks can't afford to keep those guys on their team, or they choose not to because they'd rather have the veterans for whatever reason. But you lose guys like that along the way. I mean, who that they have drafted? Let's look this up a little bit. Who that they have drafted have they allowed to stick throughout this Giannis era? Really, nobody. After they drafted Giannis, they drafted, that's sad. Jabari Parker. You know, Jabari Parker, we forget about him, don't we? A lot. Kind of a footnote in history at this point. But he was a big part of it, man. He was a big part of it. Rashad Vaughn. I still think that Rashad Vaughn, if they had Rashad Vaughn the year instead of Mirotić, he would at least made some threes for you. Thon Maker, I loved the swing and the miss. Or I loved the swing. I thought when you – my take after they drafted Thon was, if you're going to draft a guy and build around Giannis – which is such a, you know, high risk, high ceiling kind of thing. And if that's what you're going to do, do it again, you know, and Thon didn't work. Okay. It's not like they didn't give him a chance. DJ, you know, he's no good. Dante, he's playing well with the Warriors now, but I don't think that was going to work. Don't let the fact that the Bucks drafted Kevin Porter Jr. fool you. He was traded right away. Jordan Wara, Marjan. That's not how they do it. They do it through free agency, and they do it through the trades, which is fine. It would be nice if at some point, like the Warriors. And I know they had a really bad year, but that was the year they took Wiseman. They still drafted Poole. They still found another guy that they could give a max contract to. And the Bucks never were able to do that. Manny says, hey, Bort, the success of the World Baseball Classic is a direct result of the success of the FIFA World Cup. But I do think that I think where the success for these competitions is growing is it lets us see our guys in different atmosphere. It's basically replacing All-Star games is what it is. And so maybe the next time the FIBA World Cup rolls around, if there's NBA guys in it or if there's good ones, you know, I know the Olympics always draw eyes and we got into that, right, with Middleton and Drew. I think that becomes like the replacement for an All-Star game. We're still trying to scratch our heads. why isn't the All-Star? Why don't these guys care in the All-Star game? What are they supposed to care for? Like, if you're supposed to care what's across your chest, they care for Bucks or Milwaukee. They care for USA or Greece. They're not going to care for East or Team KD. Why would they care for that? Let's see. Oh, our final. Did Myers Leonard play? Our final lineup. The worst possible lineup that we could have is Wigginton, Thanasis, Beauchamp, Wes, and Leonard. That's still better than that Spurs team tonight. Let's see. Where is Tim? Tim's out driving. I think he will join us. Hot take Jake's here now.
Hey.
While you make your point, whatever your initial point is, I just need to step aside and get a drink.
Okay, so I'm the official host now.
Yeah.
All right.
So what make your point. I don't know what's – I'll just – hold on. You talk.
All right. So what is up, all of my Wink fans? We love Wink. Wink is the man. Let's talk a little bit of Bucks basketball tonight. It was kind of fun to watch. Granted, this was one of those games where you look at who San Antonio was playing, and it was obviously – you could just chalk up the win, put it in ink. But what was really cool to see was the way that they were moving the ball, at least when the Bucks starters were in or when the Bucks significant players were in. And I feel like they only do that in games like tonight where they're just, you know, you can kind of chalk it up as a win. You're playing against garbage competition. But, man, when these guys really go out of their way to have fun and just move that ball, they just look unbeatable. So I don't have much negativity tonight other than, I mean, it's unfortunate that Pat Connaughton remains unplayable on an NBA team. I don't know how much longer you try to get him going, but
his stock has definitely dropped. His stock has dropped.
Yeah, I mean, it's at this point, it's strange to say that, like, who would you rather have in the game? Like, you need a bucket.
Do you want 10 rebounds? I'm just box score reading now, but
yeah, you're doing the big unit. How are we looking? Who would you rather have in the game? You need a bucket, Bart. Do you want Pat Connaughton or do you want AJ Green?
I probably want to, I don't know, AJ Green. Well, see, let me look at Pat's game log. And I don't have a lot down in the basement to drink, but what I do have is things that I have bought, and I sign up for like free trials to try stuff. So I do still have from 3 years ago, I bought a 12 pack of Bud Zero.
The hell is that?
Budweiser Zero. I don't even know if they still make it.
What is it though? Like what?
It's non-alcoholic Bud.
Hold on a minute. Now I don't drink, but I will have an NA cocktail from time to time. If you're gonna have an NA cocktail, why the hell would you make a Budweiser? Good lord!
Because I got this for free.
Oh well, that makes sense.
But the thing about NAs is there's still a little alcohol in there, Jake.
Yeah, it's a minute amount.
So I will if you say, drink like 40 of them, you'll be drunk.
Yeah, give me like 32 of those, and yeah, I'll be a little buzzed.
But right. Bud Zero. Cheers.
Shout out to Lakefront Brewery. If you guys need great NA beers, they make some great NA. Their River West Stein is mwah, chef's kiss.
I took that down a lot more than I thought I would.
Is it cold, or did you just like have it lying around in a box?
It's been lying warm temperature for probably 2.5 years.
Wink, what's going on, man? What are you doing?
Oh, shut up. Hey, Daniel gave $2 to the Barrelman Hat Fund. People are commenting on my sexy Brewers hat.
Yeah, I wanted to say, can you give me a close-up on that? What is what's with the color scheme there? It looks
cool.
I got
spring training.
That's cool. Were they actually wearing those on the field?
No, but they were selling them in the store.
That'd be cool if they did something like that, you know. I'm not a big fan of like NBA getting nuts with these uniforms, but if baseball teams like did that with hats during spring training, that'd be kind of neat.
What would the Bucks have to do to get you to run shirtless through the streets of Shorewood again? That's from Krieg. I mean, Shorewood see me running around with a shirt off enough.
I was going to say, that's kind of tame.
I got to take this thing to like Port Washington or Fox, well, point or somewhere where they're like, call the cops on me.
All right, be truthful. What's it going to take to see Winkler hang dong?
For me to hang dong? For me to expose my... For me, to...
Would you do it for another title, guaranteed?
Would I expose my 1250, penis?
Let's... Would you hang dong for the Bucks to win it?
Would I expose my penis? Because this would be on YouTube, so you could go check it anytime, take stills.
Yeah, this is Bucks After Dark for sure, baby.
I don't think there's anything sports I would hang dong for.
Yeah, I would just do it anyways. Anyways, I do have a point about Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, if you're offering.
I just wanted to say about Aaron Rodgers.
Anything that I would show?
Bart, it was a joke, man.
No, but that's a great question.
That is true, though. If you think about it, like, man, what would it take? Bucks win the title and the Brewers win a World Series.
No, it is not worth it.
No?
I need a World Cup in there for sure.
For who?
The USA.
Oh. Well, I didn't know if the – I forgot that that's like a by country and not like a league thing, whatever.
Oh, Poops gives $4.99 for the mobile gear for the playoffs. Every, you know, you're giving money. I do have it set up. You don't need to give me money. Like, I don't charge you. People are always like, go Patreon. I'm not doing that. I have the option for money because if you guys want a tip ever, what I do with that is I give it to the guys that, like, who need it, like Tim, or I invest in the podcast.
Please tell me you don't give Horvat anything.
I don't give Horvat anything.
The fact that he gets a weekly segment, like, that's way more than enough.
You've been on more than him lately.
That's true, but I bring the heat, man. That guy's just like, just instant, fast forward every time the Horvat segment comes on.
Let's see. I'm looking for some good comments. Beer Baron says, N.A. River West Stein is very good. Krieg sticks up for Pat, says he does all the little things that help teams win.
Oh, yeah. He's a sneaky athlete. He's a coach on the floor. You know, he's got great leadership capabilities. How many more white guy stereotypes can I throw out here?
Test user wants to know if my Bud Zero has Captain in it. No, and I've made a big step. I've decided to stop imbibing during the shows.
What does that mean?
I'm not drinking during these shows anymore.
Oh, well, good for you, man.
Well, because some nights, I don't know if you guys have been able to tell, but I get pretty drunk.
I thought that this was a gummy only zone.
Oh, no, no. No, the gummies are helping decrease the amount of alcohol.
Well, there you go. Gummies it is, man. Stick with the Happy Place hemp. That alcohol's poison. You don't need it.
Let's see. People are talking about, I'm a fake fan because I won't hang dong.
I'm going to regret that one.
Tom likes Barton Horvat.
I mean, I'm a big board fan. Just, you know, I'll leave it at that. Can I say something about Aaron Rodgers? More specifically, this is about your take that, like, the Jordan Love pick was a bad pick. Like, are you still hanging on to that thing that, like, Love has to win a Super Bowl, and if Rodgers doesn't win, it's a bad pick?
No.
Because, like, here's what drives me nuts about that. Let's say the Packers traded up into that round, and they took Patrick Queen, who everybody wanted because he was, like, the alleged – the guy that fell, like, oh, he's this can't miss
middle linebacker. That is, Jake, you're trying to help the team win. Jordan Love wasn't a win move when you needed to win now.
But the draft isn't a win now situation. In very rare cases, you're going to get those significant rookies. But if you're drafting for what you need today, you're already behind. So, again, I just want to throw this theoretical out there. They take Jordan Love. Okay, we're yet to see what's going on with that, but let's say they take Patrick Queen And he ends up sucking like he does because he sucks. He's terrible. And then they end up cutting him before his rookie deal is over. Is that a worse pick than Jordan Love? They're trying to help the team win, but he sucked. So he was negative on the field. And the other thing I want to make a point on, everybody needs to shut the hell up about T. Higgins. That's the name I hear. Well, they should have took T. Higgins. They should have took T. Higgins. Nobody saw T. Higgins as a first rounder at that point. It was a reach where he was picked, at least according to all the alleged experts. And everybody wants to be a draft expert. So everybody needs to shut up with their hindsight glasses on with T. Higgins. It drives me crazy.
Hat tip to test user for the $5 weekend shows Captain Fund.
Attaboy, Testy.
Yeah, weekend shows. I'll probably do another show Sunday. This is a tough weekend because the Bucks play the Jazz. Saturday, I thought about doing it after Nuggets, but I am doing a fantasy draft on Saturday, and I will be drinking, well, not Bud. Bud's disgusting.
Get that River West Stein. Or if you go to Woodman's, they've got a tremendous NA selection.
Pro All right, tip. I need to bring this up. This is very unprofessional, but I do a podcast in my basement.
Basement boys for life, my man.
So I need to bring this up. I am struggling to figure out what this Steve Zabin Quick Trip video is about. Anybody on Twitter see this video?
I haven't seen it. I don't know the context.
Okay. Zabe went to a Quick Trip and took a video. And I just can't. I've watched it 100 times. So it's obviously an ad. That's fine. But I just don't like, is this how creative he is? And I shouldn't even bring this up. It doesn't bother me that Steve Zabin's on the radio and I'm not. Until I see shit like this. So let me, I'll show it on YouTube and I'll play it with audio. With the microphone, but he's walking into a Quick Trip, and I just don't understand. Like, is this a joke? Is it a commercial? What's happening? Steve Zabin.
All right, what am I doing at Quick Trip at 8:30 at night on a Sunday? I'm going grocery shopping.
Yeah, let's go.
Don't need any of that, but I'm glad they've got it. It is not summer, but they have summer shampoo. That's good. So good.
What was that?
What am I doing at Quick
Trip? Am I over jealousing on this?
No, I mean jealous.
The guy acts like he's never been to a Quick Trip before, like he doesn't live here or something.
All I know is he looks like a guy who has kids that are in youth sports that, like, you know, goes home and is abusive towards his wife. That's just what he looks like to me. And then when I listen to him talk, I'm like,
guess what I found? Like... Turkey slices.
Oh, Lord.
Did you guys know they have cheese curds in Wisconsin?
Cheese curds? Got to get them from Quick Trip.
No, you got to get them from Cousins. How we look and get the Radio Joe cheese curds.
I mean, I guess it's a commercial, but it's not creative. At least
no. That's like bare.
But I just played it on my podcast. See, sometimes I think bad advertising is better than good advertising.
That's true. If you think about like some of the most popular TV commercials, like it's usually the ones that make no sense, but they stay in your head, you know?
Those other Quick Trip commercials. And I said, Ashley, and I said, my mom knows I'm fucking this chick.
Is that a Tony in Texas reference or something?
No, some dumb Quick Trip commercial. I got it out for Quick Trip too.
What's wrong with Quick Trip?
I love Quick Trip.
Yeah.
I hate Quick Trip culture.
I
hate it. Like, everybody knows what Quick Trip is. It's incredible. But why do we have to go there and be like, everybody that goes to Quick Trip, they go there and they're like, oh my God, they got coffee and chicken?
Nah, see, I wish Paul Imig was on the show right now because I listened to his take about your whole thing about the Big Bang Theory. This kind of sounds to me like there's too many people that like Quick Trip, so now you're kind of turning on
it. I love Quick Trip.
Yeah, but it...
I invented the Quick Triple.
It's like when you're a kid.
Does anybody know what the Quick Triple is? It's when you get Hot Bar for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I've done it. Same Quick Trip.
I hope never sober.
Yes. There was one by the radio station I worked at in Fond du Lac.
Man, that's dedication. I'll give you that much.
Yeah, like people getting wedding photos at a Quick Trip.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. What's not to like about that?
You got to go to Quick Trip. What? It's like a store and you get gas there and they've got good hot food?
Just I got good advice. It was, you know, don't yuck someone else's yum. If they want to take photos in front of a Quick Trip, if it's making them happy, why the hell not?
Yeah, but that's my whole brand, kind
of. That is true. That is the staple of the Wink podcast.
Hey, you guys see my new hat? I guarantee you, anybody on the stream or anybody listening, no one spent more money at Quick Trip than I have.
There you go. See?
But I don't make it my identity.
Do people make Quick Trip their identity? Is that a thing?
Absolutely.
I mean, I know they like it. Like, maybe it's because, like, Charlie Barron's, he got really big. You know, he's everybody's favorite. He does the Quick Trip thing. I like Charlie, though.
Oh, my God. All right. Oh, Charlie Barron's, yeah. I like Charlie, too.
Seems like a good dude. Seems like it hasn't gone to his head.
All right. I think that's all I got. Quick Trip.
All right.
I really like Quick Trip, and it bothers me that.
Well, can I tell you
to myself? I just keep it to myself. I don't like. Oh, what's my punch card reward? No, I refuse to use their reward card too. I refuse.
Okay.
But any, you know, place, this... any place that always asks you for the reward, screw you.
All right.
You have your rewards card. Then I feel like I have to use it and I'm digging around. Oh, so what? So what? So I can get 10 cents off a Slurpee next time I'm in here for the 30th time.
This is like an anti or the reverse Karen rant right here. Like,
yeah.
But
this,
you know,
tonight's show is actually brought to you by BP.
Damn, that's savage. You know what this reminds me of, Bart? It's like when you're in high school and there's like this little band that you're into and you're trying to get everybody into that band. And then everybody starts liking them and you're like, oh, what the hell? These guys, they sold out. They went mainstream. These guys suck. They're just like, I don't know. You got to let that one go, buddy. Quick Trip's, it's cool and it's.
I agree.
Yeah. So you.
All right. So, okay. Enough about Quick Trip.
Okay, fine.
Can you get Bud Zero at Quick Trip?
Possibly. They have alcohol at Quick Trip, right?
Yeah. All right, Jake, good to talk to you.
As always, man. Good shit.
I'm going to bring in Tim.
Oh, I love you, Tim.
Hello, everybody.
I'm just doing my Quick Trip bit.
Oh, Quick Trip again?
Yeah.
Tim, where are you driving?
I'm going to bring in Cameron as well. Cameron.
I'm in Glendale.
Where's Cameron?
Cameron, where are you at?
I'm in New Berlin.
Oh, NB.
Yeah.
All right. The white folks well represented tonight.
Yeah.
I got more coming too. Hell, all right, yeah. Jake. I am.
All right, I'm leaving.
Yeah. Are we still talking Bucks or no? Because I was listening on the way home. I was listening on the way home from the game tonight, and then next thing you know, it's just about Quick Trip for 10 minutes. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll jump on in. But if it's
– yeah. God, what are those other radio stations? Now you're talking about sports. Hey, it's my Bucks postgame show. Here's a video that they did, and I hate Quick Trip even though I love it. Yes, talking Bucks. You were there, Cameron? Did you get a hat?
No, I did not get a hat. I had a ticket misfortune, but I still got in. I have one observation. And I found it kind of funny. It was, I haven't heard this noise maybe since the 25 or 27 point comeback against the Raptors like 8-9 years ago. But when that one Spurs player missed both those free throws, it was the loudest I've ever heard the Fiserv ever for free wings. And
well, the only problem I have with that is how long it took them to do it.
Yeah.
Because these other places were doing the – double free throw miss in the fourth quarter. It doesn't matter. It's just like, oh, you get like, you get a free tornado at Quick Trip. People are going to go crazy for you.
I don't think it counted because of the fact that the first free throw was a technical and then the second one was a part of the actual foul itself, because about 2 minutes later, they started doing the whole wing thing again. So I'm not sure if it actually counted, but I just found it funny that there was the similar crowd noise to the Rest in Peace Bradley Center with the Raptors. So, yeah, otherwise, it was a fun game to watch. I mean, it was close for the first, like, quarter and a half, and then all of a sudden, the Bucks just started hitting their shots.
Which game are you talking about, Raptors? Game three?
No, I think it was game six. Game six, and it was at the Bradley Center. We, I think, came back from, like, a 27-point lead, and then we blew it within the final 2 minutes. I think that might have been Jabari's first playoff run with us, like a healthy playoff run.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. And that might have been problems too. Maybe. I don't know. It's been a while.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. What's your favorite Bradley Center moment?
Probably when it's probably Milwaukee Wave one, honestly.
I've never been to a Wave game. Never been.
Yeah. Or when my brother was the PR guy for the Milwaukee Iron and they didn't pay him and I got to go all around the building.
Was that post Mustangs?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Cam. Good stuff. Sorry you didn't get a hat.
No, it's fine. It's okay. I think I missed it by literally like a minute. That was the shitty part. I saw the guy putting the table away and dipping out. So my feelings were hurt, but it's fine. It is what it is.
I'll look those up on eBay.
Yeah, probably get one for like $45, probably more.
All right, dude.
All right. One more thing. Shout out my boy, Mark Rose. He listens every single day, and he's a huge
Mark Rose.
Huge fan. All right. See you guys. Bye.
God, I love Mark Rose. I'm going to put his name up here.
Heck yeah. Do it. That's awesome.
We love Mark Rose.
Hell yeah. Mark with a K. There you go. Perfect. All right. Bye.
Oh, yeah, if it was a C, I wouldn't shout him out. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I get it. Totally understandable. I'm on board.
All right, I got Austin here. See you, Cameron.
Yeah.
Austin. Hey. Look at you guys all rocking your jerseys tonight.
Yeah, I went to the game. Went to the game. Team
Did
Iron
you get a hat?
No, I didn't get a fucking hat. Oh,
what's up with you guys?
The swear words. I'm sorry. I won't swear.
What's up with you guys not getting hats?
I think we got in there late. I don't know. Hey, so a couple things. First of all, Tim, Team Iron Jack, how we looking?
Team what?
Iron Jack? Is that Iron Jack?
Iron Jack? Yeah, yes, it is Iron Jack.
All right, that Badgers player, right?
Yes.
Braylon Allen.
Right.
With Braylon Allen.
Braylon Allen, that's right. Hey, okay. So I heard some Pat Connaughton talk. I used to, like, in that finals, I don't remember if it was game four or five. I don't know. He put up like 14 points. My buddy's a big Connaughton hater. And I was like, yeah, but remember that in the finals run? I can't back this guy anymore, man. I'm so sick and tired of like a defensive play going. So I was sitting behind like behind the backboard in the Hunters, and you just watch him sprint down to sit in the corner three, and he's a waste of space at this point. And then when it was garbage time, they were up by like 28 points. He was out there with Javon Carter, Marshawn, and maybe a couple, I don't remember the other two, like trying to prove that he can make shots again. I don't know what happened with him, but yeah, that guy's lost his step. He's still good defensively. That guy
can you believe, I mean, we talk about this yet. For the month of March, from three, he's shooting 46%. Oh, wait, that's Giannis. For the month of March, Pat Connaughton's shooting 27% from three.
He's looking terrible, man.
Well, that's where it worries me. You know, there was a comment here. He does the little things that help win games. And there's a lot of guys that do that.
What little things?
Well, but if you, I'm saying there are guys that do that. And if you're going to look at the box score and just say, oh, that guy sucks, that guy's good.
Oh, right, Bill.
But if, but I do, where it comes up with me is there's some athletic plays that Pat makes that other guys can't. I do think he has a good knack for getting rebounds, but he's got to make his three. And it's not just a Pat thing. This is going to be true for Joe, and this is going to be true for Grayson, and a little bit even Javon, and maybe a little bit Jay. Is I don't know that in the playoffs and during this run, I don't know that the Bucks, like the, remember when Eric Bledsoe would shoot 15 threes and make two of them? And if he made the first one,
he would shoot until he made one. And then once he made one, he thought he'd be hot, and then just shot until he missed another 13.
Like, we, if you're going to go 1 for 5, stop shooting. If you're going to go 1 for 6 from three, stop shooting. They are deep enough, and they have enough guys that can shoot. They have enough guys that have come in here solely to shoot the three that if you're a there should be no time in the playoffs where any one of those guys, non-Middleton or Drew or Brooke, or I'll say Bobby, maybe not even Bobby. Like, there's not a lot of guys who should be afforded the opportunity in the playoffs to find their shot. If you're not hitting, stop shooting.
And I'm wearing a Middleton jersey right now, and I'm saying that if Middleton goes 1 for 6, he needs to cool it until halftime. Then he can take a couple more threes. And if you're missing them, dude, you're missing them. But you can't – I don't know. Like, they – to me, watching them, it just ain't so hot at threes. I mean, you can't just keep letting them go with that.
Some comments. Jake says Austin's room looks a little hazy. Dave says Quick Trip is my safe space.
I used to work at Quick Trip. Quick Trip fucking sucks.
Well, anyone that works at a place thinks that place sucks.
That is alcoholic beer, by the way.
Like the Brewers, they suck.
Bud Zero.
Yeah, the Brewers suck too, Tim. Just like Quick Trip. Unless they're ever going to sponsor you, then God bless Quick Trip.
If there's someone on there when it says, what's it say, like team member since, if it's in like the 2020s, I'm like, screw you. I want the people that have been there before Quick Trip became Quick Trip serving me.
Like 1999.
Yeah.
Although, yeah, hey man, though,
I just remember there was a chicken lacrosse Quick Trip that hated me.
Honest to God, use your rewards card so you can get the discount on gas. Just do it.
I don't get my gas there.
Oh, okay. Well, it's like part of the thing where, like, we were talking about them pressuring you.
Bitch, I'm a pick and save Metro man. I go to BP. I got 50 cents off last week.
They literally get docked points, like, on shit if they don't ask you if you have a rewards card. So they just have to do that.
People that are working at a cash register should not be on a point system.
I know. Well, okay. Well, let's – okay. Sports. But, yeah, they should not be at a point system. They're making 14
and hours. Stuff, and stuff.
And stuff. Okay, and stuff, and stuff. Tim, we are a sports and stuff show, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, here's my other thing about the Bucks game. So last two times I went, the opponent has missed 2 free throws in a row in the fourth quarter. And that place is so fucking loud during that. And, like, I try to get my section when I go, he boo now, right? Boo, boo. And, like, the place erupts. It's crazy.
I think Cameron said that.
Yeah,
Cam said that just before. But, like, it's nothing. Until they implemented that wing thing, it has never been that loud for something before.
Let me ask you one more thing about Quick Trip, and then I'll get to Tony.
Okay.
Like, how much would someone have to steal noticeably before it was like if I just went in and you're working at Quick Trip and you see I'm stealing a candy bar, are you going to stop me? Or does it need to be like a couple items? Are Quick Trippians so like for the brand that they will stop you with any item?
Okay. Okay. Do you want a story? I got a story.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? What are they going to do? All right. I used to have this guy that would come in, right? He'd come in. I worked third shift. He'd come in and at right around 10:15, 10:30. So our shift starts at 10. He'd start Tony, talking to he'd start, Tony, what do you got, ice cream?
I threw Tony on. You see how quickly he sat up straight?
Hey, so.
You want to get back to eating? So, you can eat. I'll put you on this. What did I do? It's all Tony.
Oh, no. Why is Tony
too much, Tony?
Austin's story. Okay.
Austin, okay. You got to speed the story up, bro.
Okay. So, well, they'd have people come in right around shift change, and they would schmooze around because they knew there was only three people working. So they'd talk to somebody that was changing the coffee over. They'd talk to the cashier, and there'd be one person in the kitchen, so no one could watch any cameras or anything. So they would just take boxes of candy and meat and whatever that they could and just get out of there. And it took them like 8 months to finally catch them. But now it's the regulars that steal from you. It's not randoms. It's crazy, man.
Hey, Austin, I worked at a Circle K when I was in college, the gas station Circle K.
That so I'm in Wisconsin. Wisconsin too. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Bart, this is back before a pre-pump. So they would go there and just start pumping before they would pay. And some guy went away with like $50 worth of gas. And I had my broom off and I was like sweeping the floors and I'm mopping the floors. I chased after that. I don't know why I did. I chased after that guy, threw my broom at the truck, broke the guy's window. The guy drove off. But, you know, I had pride in my job like you, Austin.
For like $7 an hour. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
I was worried. No, I was actually worried they'd take that money out of my paycheck.
Yeah. Okay. That's the only reason I could think doing it because it's not your $50.
No, but I was worried about that. So anyway.
All right, Austin. Good to see you. Cheers.
Get a haircut, you damn hippie.
Tony, no way. I'm growing it back in, baby.
I'm just kidding, man.
Later, guys.
See you, bud.
Young Austin.
I'd have his hair if I could. He's got nice, long, wavy hair.
Yeah, he's a good-looking kid, that Austin.
Same. What's up with you?
Well, I had a basketball practice, and it went very well, and I'm here talking to you jokers. So,
yeah, that don't look like your house, Tone, that I've seen.
It is my house. It's my place.
Okay,
my crib.
Okay.
Yep. So, what are we talking about? Are we talking about the Packers at all?
Stop!
Tim?
Just dump him now.
Well, I want to ask you, Tim, do you have any interest in Cam Newton as a backup?
Hey, the Bucks won tonight.
No, I'm serious. Cam Newton worked out at Auburn, and the Packers were there.
No.
It was an Auburn workout. It wasn't a Cam Newton workout. He just
threw. Well, okay. Those are your words.
Wow.
I saw an article saying that Teddy Bridgewater would be a good fit here. I'll take him.
That would be they do need to do something though, don't they? They got to bring.
They need a backup. Better. Yeah.
Yeah, you need to
bring. Oh, I'm sorry. Joe keeps asking 2-2s for Rodgers. I'm firmly in the don't trade him until August camp. I want the Packers to be everyone's enemy, and I don't care about. I gotta get rid of this Quick Trip shit. I don't want people to think they're actually giving me money.
And I maintain that that take that you just had is just for ratings for the pod.
What?
What you just said. You want Rodgers around. You have a love-hate relationship with him, and you know it draws it.
No, he's not going to show up, though.
You can still talk about him.
I don't get ratings.
You got the number one pod in the state, don't you?
Well, I don't. I can't do.
Ooh, I'm getting music. What the hell is this?
What are you doing?
I don't know. I just realized you could play music on here.
Wow.
We're going to commercial break.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This is great. Coming down to Quick Trip. It's a grocery store. Get down there 8:30 on a Sunday. Check around. Hey, I don't need that, but if I did, I know it's here. Plus, it's not summer, but they've got summer shandy. Like a kid in a candy store. I come here and play around. Wisconsin's my playground. I don't care about you people. I live in D.C. But when I'm here, the sponsors give me money and go to Quick Trip. Never spent a dollar of my own money here, but I use gift cards. Quick Trip. At a location near you.
That's a professional there, Tim.
I mean, maybe now we can start doing sports updates.
There you go. You know, J.J. Watt should be a spokesperson for a Quick Trip.
Oh, that is just a matter of time.
Exactly. Where's he living now? Pewaukee or Heartland?
Hey, when I was growing up in Pewaukee, nothing I like to do before practice with Derek, what's up? And TJ, hey, and our parents, hi, we'd go to Quick Trip. Fill up that car, get those hot meals. Hey, JJ, just 3 chicken sandwiches this time. Oh, Dad, I'll sneak one out. Derek, TJ, we love Quick Trip, and all our wives are hot.
There you go. You're regular Don Draper. Matt, thanks. It's a Mad Men reference for all the kids. Hey, Tim, my Mean Green from the University of North Texas are playing your boring Wisconsin Badgers.
Aren't your Mean Green a little more boring?
No, they are. But I do have a good friend, Connor Asijan, Tim, so I am conflicted on this game.
Connor Asijan's your friend? He's like half your age, probably more.
I know, but I hooked him up. Hey, get a load of this. I hooked him up with some Whitnall tickets when Tyler Hero got his jersey retired. So Connor Asijan and I are quite friendly now.
Dude, wow, you get who knew I had friends in slightly above low places. Tony in Texas.
Tony, meet you in Vegas? Should we do maybe do a remote?
No, I can't go, Tim. I'm going to go to the real Final Four that weekend.
Okay. One more Quick Trip commercial and then I'll get to Cone.
All right.
Hey, Tim Shea, I'm at Quick Trip. I'm just going to park my car here. And what are you? Don't take everything. I don't need it. Just take everything. I don't need my car. Oh, geez. Oh, God, not again. Quick Trip.
Where I get carjacked.
Cone roller.
Cone.
Hey, guys. Bart, are there any naked bikers at that Quick Trip behind you?
Ooh. No, but hold on. What's that? Yes. Yeah, weekdays, 10 to 2. Yep. As a matter of fact, I will. Probably I'm on my third, I think fourth. Who knows these days? What now?
God.
Jesus.
What's up, Cone?
Third or fourth gallon of gas that I'm pumping.
Oh.
I just wanted to join because I heard Tony calling out the boring Wisconsin Badgers. Tony, oh, come on. God. That's BS. They were one win away from making the real tournament. And now Greg Gard, he's handing out tickets. He's got the boys playing hard. 3 wins in a row, most since, I think, mid-December. So they're getting hot at the right time. And if they're going to be in the NIT, they might as well win it.
Well, I think you're blinded by Greg Gard's wardrobe there, Cone. I mean, this is just a sad team. They're really boring. They've underachieved. And I got to go with my I thought this through, Tim Shea. I'm going to go with my Mean Green. There goes Timmy. I'm going to go with my Mean Green, coached by Grant McCaslin, Bart Winkler. Grant McCaslin, who's been to my AU games and said, good work, Tony. Keep it up. True story.
Nobody name drops more D-listers than Tony in Texas.
Hey, these are – that's what I did on your show. Keep it going.
I feel like on my radio show you name drop like people that people knew.
Ice Cube.
Do you remember when Horvat said he knew Delilah, as in the song "Hey There, Delilah"?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
that was
sure good. I knew her. She's my buddy's cousin, fourth string quarterback.
Everything went back to Joliet.
It always went back to Joliet.
All roads led to Joliet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, boys, I'm gonna get out of here.
All right, bud.
Hey, we'll have the after show later tonight, the Bart Winkler wrap up show. We call it After Dark. So anyone that listens to this, come over to the After Dark on Twitter Spaces.
Twitter Spaces. Look for Tony in Texas.
Yep. Get your plug in. Let's go. I like it.
All right. See you guys. Yeah. See you, Bart.
See you, Tony.
What's up with you, Cone?
Nothing much. I just wanted to join in because I heard some NIT talk. But if we're not going to be serious about it, I can get out of here.
Hey, what did that Oregon coach say?
Oh,
so he was basically like calling out the, I don't know if he was calling out the students. He was calling out basically the Oregon athletic department.
Yeah, they only had 3,300 fans at their game.
Dana Altman said, "You see the commitment that Wisconsin makes with the cheerleaders, the band. We make a commitment, don't get me wrong, but you can just see how important it is to them. It's important to me. We should have more people here. I mean, the guys played hard. 3,300 people, that's not good enough. If it's me, get rid of me. Make the change. Someone will hire me somewhere. I'll go coach junior college ball. I love junior college ball. Those guys are dogs. They want to be in the gym all the time. I love those guys. But 3,300 people for Wisconsin, I'm disappointed."
Kind of a cop-out answer by him, I think.
The Badgers flew out their band and cheerleaders to the game. Like, that's impressive.
You got Greg Gard handing out tickets on the dining hall the day of the game.
Yeah, you had over 10,000 fans at their last home game on Sunday when they played. Like,
in college basketball, these players don't stay for 4 years. So I think the coaches kind of become the face of the programs. And for him to say that, I think, is a little bit of a cop-out answer. Like, dude, it is kind of your job to represent the university, represent the program, pump it up, you know. You're getting paid a couple mil anyway. Might as well do it well.
Did an NIT run save Greg Gard's job?
No.
I mean, he was staying no matter what. He wasn't fired. No, he wasn't.
I actually think Luke Fickell saved Greg Gard's job.
Oh, because they already did another move?
Yeah, I mean, I think you need some stability in your athletic department. Like, you got a new men's hockey coach, new football coach. You need someone who knows how the system works, knows how Wisconsin works especially. So I think it's smart they're holding on to guard for just the overall safety of their athletic department.
You know, I'm getting tired of Cone, if I can be honest. What?
Yeah, be honest. Open it up.
If you know, these people like that are shitting on the NIT, like, these kids just want to compete. Let them play. They want to play. They don't want their season end. They want to compete. They got a little something to play for. So what if you win? Oh, you're the 69th best team in the league. Hey, we played a tournament. Our season, if you win the NIT, our season ended with 5 straight wins. We got 5 more games together. We got 5 more nights of travel and store. We got 5 more nights in a college basketball career where if you play for 4 years, you get what, 80 maybe if you stay healthy? And this tournament is giving them 5 more nights. And so I'm sorry that the NIT isn't as prestigious as anything, but they were given a chance to keep playing. They kept playing. So yeah. Get your NIT trash takes out of here. You're trashing, not you, but you know what I'm saying. People that trash the NIT. Oh, Marquette fans. Oh, Marquette fans. Here's the problem with Marquette fans. I'll tell you this right now. And then I got to go because my computer's dying. Marquette fans are going to say, if the Badgers win the NIT, Marquette fans will say, so what? You're the 69th best team in the country? And then if they get to the NIT final and they'll lose, they'll say, you couldn't even win in the NIT. It's a no win. So fuck them.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Marquette fans, they choked.
Choked. This year is that the finals are not played in Madison Square Garden.
Cone, are you going to Vegas?
I was just going to ask Tim. Let's go. Come out here. We'll drive. 4 hour drive.
All right. My computer is dying, so I do have to go.
All right. Peace out, boys. Have a good night. Love you.
Yeah. Cone, see you, bud.
Goodbye.
My computer charger's upstairs. Poor planning by me.
Terrible. Or well timely timed. Whatever.
Well, that'll do it tonight. This is Bart Winkler for Quick Trip. I love Quick Trip, but I'm going to pretend I don't because they're sponsoring other people. So then I'm going to be like super facetious about it and change my YouTube background to Quick Trip and still keep bringing up Quick Trip. to your point of, is this actually 30 more than a bit, or is he brought to you by Quick Trip? I'm Bart Winkler. Don't pay me, but I'll keep my tips open on every single platform that I'm on, but I'll never charge you. Don't pay me. By the way, 30% off literally everything I talk about. Quick Trip. Fuck me.
Good stuff, Bart. Good stuff.
All right. We'll go live again this weekend. Put out one more show this week. Bucks won, in case you're just joining us. Adios.
Go Brewers!